Cares Christmas.
Good morning, Bunny and Parky. It is really good to be here this morning. How are you, Bunny?
Very, very excited. It is that time of the year to make a meaningful difference. It is Hot Case Christmas. Very, very exciting time to have you in studio, Rev.
It's good to be here. And we're going to be speaking to Sifiso, the brother of Senzo, because we've got a letter from Michelle Freewin. She was speech therapist of Senzo. Senzo is 29. He's a remarkable young man. He was admitted as an attorney to the High Court in May of 2024. That was after growing up in Alexandra, where he was the head boy of his primary school. He got a bursary to Rhodes. At Rhodes, he made the Dean List for academic merit. He was inducted into the Golden Key Honours Award at Rhodes.
Sure.
And this was all in spite of having some severe health challenges.
Those health challenges really came to quite a head in April 2025. He's been suffering seizures, prolonged seizures, but in April of this year, he suffered a terribly prolonged seizure, which was followed by cardiac arrest while he was in hospital. And thereafter, he was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. He sustained a severe hypoxic brain injury, which is obviously starving the brain of oxygen. And it left him severely disabled and completely dependent on full-time care. So he spent months in ICU at Helen Joseph, his family at his side, his twin brother, Sifiso, as you said, by his side, his sister as well. And only in August of this year was he able to be discharged from the care of the hospital. So his brother and sister, his sister Tando, they are the breadwinners in the home, but there's no medical aid. Financial strain sits on the pair of them with Senzo in this state. They also care for their mother. So there's a lot of strain from a financial perspective on this family, given that from somebody who was completely able-bodied, now needing a wheelchair and the rehabilitative costs of, you know, the speech therapist, as you say, Michelle, who reached out to us, everything that comes from blues your ability to walk, talk, and be completely independent. And we do have Tara Penny out in the field, of course, with Sifiso, that is Senzo's twin brother. Good morning, Tara.
Morning, Bunny. Morning, Shona. Yeah, I'm here in the room that Sifiso and Senzo share together. Senzo's obviously got a very specialized medical bed for his comfort, and then just beside it, his brother, his twin brother and best friend in life, Sifiso, sleeps right beside him at night. That's to make sure that every 2 hours he's available to turn him over on his side and make sure that if there is an emergency, if he can't breathe, if there's a buildup of phlegm or something like that, he's always on hand to take care of his brother. So I'm going to hand you over to Sifiso now. He's more on the intellectual property side of the law, whereas he'll say to you that his brother is more of the conveyancer guy. And together they were planning to start a law firm together one day. And now obviously Sifiso is trying to carry on that dream in his brother's honor while also looking after his brother. Sifiso, just tell us a little bit about Senzo. I mean, you guys all joke that he's the smart one.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, honestly, Senzo has been the sharpest. And I mean, if I didn't have him as a twin brother, I don't think I would be where I am in life today. I don't even think I would have a degree, you know. Senzo would force you to study even when you weren't in the mood. And just because you don't want to feel guilty, you'll just, you know, join him. But now that I'm looking at it, reflecting, I realize that he had so much of a huge positive impact on me. I owe so much to him. I consider myself in everything I do a very high performer. And that's because if I were to drop the ball, I mean, he would ask me, I mean, this is not us. Why are you doing this? So I feel like I owe it to him to always aim for the top.
I can imagine that for your family, you know, April was the start of a very difficult road, even though you seem to be the most positive, bubbly person that I can think of. I can imagine that it was quite a challenge having Senzo go through what happened to him and then having to bring him home in August. Tell us about bringing him out of the hospital into the home. What have your challenges been?
We were called basically as a family to be told indirectly that expect death. I mean, once the hospital mentions palliative care, you know it's bad. He couldn't blink, he couldn't wink, he couldn't do anything. And I was also the one who asked the doctors to be taken to my brother, because I knew that if I look deep into him, I'll be able to tell if he's still there. And despite being in that state where he can't even blink, I said to them, he's listening to us, he's hearing us. And I could tell at first they thought I'm crazy, because I know what I saw in him, you know. Despite being that paralyzed, when I asked him to move his eyes, if he can see me, he did. And I went to the doctors and said, my brother can hear us. They said, are you sure? I said, I am telling you, he's coming back. And to tell you, as you see him in this state now, yo, he's improved so much. You know, he's able to nod his head now. Even when he's sleeping, when you walk in, you can tell that he sort of lifts his neck up slightly to look at who's getting in. So the past few days, he was doing so well. You can ask him to open his mouth, he's responding. But I mean, I tried him this morning, so today he's struggling. So this is where we're just facing some bit of a roller coaster. You know, today we can be up, tomorrow we down. But still now, even when he opens his mouth, he opens it much wider than before.
And the fact that you have been essentially this pillar for Senzo, Atara mentioned that you're there in the night to take care of him and make sure there's no phlegm caught in his throat. And he needs 24-hour care, doesn't he?
So I sleep here because I think he needs an all-around-the-clock care, I mean, 24 hours. So because we also have a close bond. I thought it's best if it's me who sleeps close to him and not our caregiver. Because I think he communicates. I think when he's not sleeping comfortably, for instance, he raises his breathing. You know, then you know, okay, there's something wrong. I need to attend to him. So I think also on that level, it's me who's able to pick it up. That, okay, he's trying to communicate with me now. Or he can spit. You wipe him, then he spits again. Then you know, all right, there's something I need to check. I need to attend to him. Maybe he's not sleeping comfortably. You see, yeah, he's listening, so he really listens. So, yeah, we alternate during the night, me, my sister, and the caregiver. So we change his sides every 2 hours. We need to change him.
Spiso, hearing you speak about the great love that you have for your brother, immediately that song comes to mind. He's not heavy. He's my brother. I have a brother who's epileptic as well. And really just, yeah. It's so touching to hear that it's not even a thought or something new for you to be caring for your brother.
I can't explain it. You know, it's, I mean, a bit unfair, even at times to the people that I've dated, when it becomes apparent that I put him first before anything. I have ex-girlfriends who used to complain that I put my brother first before them. And I was like, you know, yeah, I'm sorry, because that's the bond we have. It's very tight. And even now, you know, I had to pray and thank God to preserve him for me in this state, because it's much better to come home knowing that my brother is there as opposed to going to, you know, a cemetery to visit him. Yeah, no, that would have killed me.
It cannot be easy having to carry the financial burden, you and your sister, to carry the emotional burden you've put. Yeah. You know, Michelle reached out to us and we thought this is such an extraordinary story of love and devotion and dedication and commitment to family love and being your brother's keeper that we thought we had to get in touch.
And so Michelle also let us know about some of the medical needs. And so Hotcares is going to cover his essential Botox treatment for the next year, which helps ease his pain and improves his mobility. In addition to that, we're going to be covering weekly speech, occupational and physiotherapy sessions for a full year, giving him the best possible chance at recovery and comfort. We really want him to be able to be comfortable and to be able to move freely and to be able to get some joy from life. And because we know how much he loves watching TV, we're also going to give him a brand new smart TV so he can enjoy his favorite shows in the comfort of his room.
No, we appreciate it so much. I mean, those great news literally just made not even my day, but my whole year. I mean, I'm so delighted.
And there's more, because we think you're such a remarkable family.
Yes.
That we want you to be able to celebrate together in this festive season. And so we're giving you a shopping voucher too, to make your Christmas extra special.
We appreciate it so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Like Shana said, we're so privileged to be able to assist your family with that, the weekly speech, the occupational, the physiotherapy sessions, the Botox, including that shopping voucher, all of this to the value of just over 100,000 Rand. That includes the TV, just to take some of that burden off of you so that you can have a little bit of relief in this incredible journey of love and devotion that you have for Senzo.
No, we are truly grateful, guys. And I mean, just to extend our gratitude to Michelle as well. You can tell that God is really at work, because this meeting with you guys today wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Michelle. So Michelle, I think I owe it to you so much to extend our deepest gratitude to you on live radio. I mean, if it wasn't for you, most of the things wouldn't have happened.
Absolutely. Well, it's been such a privilege to speak to you, Sviso, and to, we feel your passion and your devotion. So we're so grateful here on Hot 102.7 for Heart Cares Christmas and through the generosity of our listeners to have been able to make this impact on your life. So thank you.
We appreciate it so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Heart Cares Christmas, spreading joy through Joburg on Heart 102.7.